Make no mistake, accept no substitute for Light Crust. The Light Crust Doughboys are on the air.
Now listen, everybody from near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Light Crust Doughboys from Birthmill.
Yay! Hello, hello there, folks. May we come in? Jack Perry and the Light Crust Doughboys with a program of music and cheer brought to you by Boris Mills. Millers of Light Crust, the finest of fine flour. Say, are you inquisitive enough to want to know what's really good? Then all we ask is that you just try one sack or carton of Light Crust. Use it for biscuits, for cakes, rolls, pastries. We believe you'll thank us for directing your attention to such a good thing. Right, men? Moonlight and no roses. Pardon me, gentlemen. Come on, let's go. If I sound not too friendly to a couple of fellas on the show today, it's because of something that happened yesterday. Seems like Narky and Bashful and old Jack Perry went fishing together. We made a bet that the first one to pull a fish out of the water would buy a dinner for the crowd. Would you believe it? Then Narky and Bashful both had a bite on their line, and they wouldn't pull the fish in. You know, folks, I could have lost that bet if I'd been fishing with bait on my hook. Let's listen to Narky now sing about a tree in the meadow. Come on in here now.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by. And carved upon that tree, I see I love you till I die. I will always remember the love in your eye. The day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie. And wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. Someone else, I wish that it were me. tree in the meadow. My thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
Thank you, Knocky. That was mighty, mighty pretty.
Oh, yes, I love that orchestra.
You know, yeah, you know, every time I hear men comparing their wives, I think about the fellow who listened to the others bragging about how beautiful their wives were, how well they could sew, and how economical they were, and all such. Finally, he spoke up. He said, "Gentlemen, my wife ain't exactly beautiful, and she don't sew very good. She spends pretty free-handed. But, boys, you ought to taste her light-crust biscuits." Yes, a man will forgive his wife a lot if she'll just keep feeding him those light, those fluffy, those appetizing light-crust biscuits. Of course, you ladies are all talented and beautiful, but why not give hubby light-crust biscuits, too? You love baking with protein-rich light-crust, and he'll love you for it. Make it your next buy. Light-crust, the finest of fine flour. Crawdad song. Featuring Ez there at the last on the fiddle. Oh, yeah. Very good, Ez. Keep your eye on me, Ez, will you? It's hymn time once again, folks. And before the boys sing today, I want to pass on a thought about, well, about your job. Perhaps you get discouraged about your job sometimes and you just can't seem to get ahead. Well, maybe these lines will help, give you a thought at least. Whenever you're working in office or shop and however far you may be from the top and though you may think you're just treading the mill, don't ever belittle the job that you fill. For however little your job may appear, you're just as important as some little gear that meshes with others in some big machine that helps keep it going, though never is seen. Oh, they could do without you, we'll have to admit, but business keeps on when the big fellows quit. And always remember, my lad, if you can, the job's more important, much more than the man. So if it's your hope to stay off the shelf, think more of your job and less of yourself. Your job is important. Don't think that it's not. So try hard to give it the best that you've got and don't ever think you're of little account. Remember you're part of the total amount. If they didn't need you, you wouldn't be there. So always, my lad, keep your chin in the air. A digger of ditches, mechanic or clerk, think well of your company, yourself, and your work. You know, I kind of like that, boys. Perhaps a lot of us would be much better off if we could gear ourselves to that trend of thinking. Now let's listen to the Light Crust Doughboys and our hymn for today, "If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again."
How sweet and happy she those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with what rapture sweet my weary heart would be if I could hear my mother pray again.
Thank you, boys. Here's a man who really knows his livestock and poultry, folks. Texo Ted Gouldy, the big feed and steed man. Wants to say a few words about Texo feed.
I'm not laughing at your jokes. Well, you know, the first weeks are important weeks in the development of fine broilers or pullets. The ration must be rich in protein factors, both animal and vegetable, and in carbohydrates to assure plenty of nourishment. And the ration must also supply extra amounts of vitamins, such as vitamin A and B, the B-complex vitamins, including B12, as well as strong amounts of vitamin D and vitamin E. A ration deficient in these vitamins cannot assure you best results. Only a variety of the finest feed ingredients spells success in a starter ration. Now, Texo All-Mash Chick Starter, fortified with extra vitamins and activated alpha green, is a feed of champions. Texo All-Mash Chick Starter is a complete starting feed, yet priced for everyday use, whether you have 10,000 chicks or just one setting. Texo All-Mash Chick Starter is available also in the new flakette form. And Texo All-Mash Chick Starter can be found at your Texo feed store and at many grocery stores now in a handy 5-pound carton, too. The new carton is handy, clean, convenient, and remember, for best results, always get Texo feed.
Yes, indeed, neighbors. Make us mighty happy to know that you're putting light crust flour at the top of that shopping list, too. Remember, we say you'll never have a baking flop if you just buy light crust when you shop. This is the old biscuit eater, Jack Perry, speaking. For those happy-go-lucky men of music, the Light Crust Doughboys, and our good friend Texo Ted, I ain't laughing at your jokes, Bud Gouldy, leaving you with this thought for today. A waiter is a man who thinks money grows on trays. You get it. So it's time to say goodbye and,
good luck.
Say, do you use Light Crust?
Now, never do brag, never do boast.